Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Let's talk perfectionism. I think a lot of us experience perfectionism and is related to imposter syndrome. And I think some people try to dodge it and say, oh, I'm not a perfectionist. I just have high standards. So perfectionism is the tendency to set standards that are so high that they can't be met. Or if they are met, they're met with a lot of difficulty and stress. So perfectionists tend to believe that anything short of perfection is horrible, and that even minor imperfections will lead to catastrophe. So I have definitely experienced this. I shared earlier in another podcast how I had a lot of imposter syndrome when I was studying. I actually had it like through my whole life. I always just felt like I wasn't as good as everybody else. And that really made me, especially in business, when I was working in a university, to work harder than everybody else. And look, it reared its ugly head for me. Well, it's always kind of lingering in the background. So one thing I'm always going to share with you guys is like my journey and like how I deal with things. And so perfectionism has always been something that's been in my business, and it's gotten better, but it still like peeks up to say hello every once in a while. So how this shows up in my business is being so anal about how things are done that sometimes in the past, my team has felt like they can't do a good enough job because I'm so picky. And I always used to say that, oh, I just have high standards. But if I really analyzed and really reflected honestly, I think I could recognize that there was some perfectionism there. So why does this matter? You could say, well, you could argue the opposite point and be like, well, perfectionism, okay, maybe you're a little bit stressed, but at least you produce high quality products. True, and also it can be the thing that holds you back. Oh my gosh, how many women I have coached that want to do something, want to create something, but they won't go out there because they don't feel like they're ready yet and they don't feel like it's perfect. So I'm going to share 5 steps to overcome perfectionism, and really with in mind that having high standards is really great. Being a perfectionist, while you may have a good end product, you have so much anxiety. Remember in the definition, there's a lot of anxious energy. It's just painful. And we don't want this journey of life to be painful. It's not meant to be. So let's go into the 5 steps. So number 1 is obviously identifying that you're a perfectionist or that you have some perfectionist tendencies. Obviously, what we don't acknowledge, we can't change, right? And so we first need to identify that, yes, I'm a perfectionist. And I actually found this from anxietycanada.com, and they give examples of perfectionist thinking. And I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. Okay. Black and white thinking. So that's when anything less than perfection is a failure. And if I need help from others, then I am weak, right? So it's kind of seeing it's either this or this, and there's nothing in between. And we know that like nothing is black and white. There's always these shades of gray. Another one is catastrophic thinking. So thinking like worst case scenario, right? So you're like, if I make a mistake in front of my coworkers, I won't be able to survive the humiliation, or I can't handle having someone being upset with me, right? So it's like over, like thinking the worst case scenario. The other one is probability overestimation. So An example of this is, although I spent all night preparing for a presentation, I know I won't do well. That was so me. I remember my presentations for university used to be like down to the pauses, and I'm like, I'm going to have like a slight pause here. That's how anal I was. And I would practice it all night. And I remember I used to be have so much anxiety in class before I was meant to present. And I always thought it's going to be awful. Another example is, my boss will think I'm lazy if I take a couple of days, a couple of sick days. I had that as well. I just, like, they're not going to understand that this migraine is for real, and they're just going to think I'm lazy. And another one is should statements. So I should never make a mistake. I should never come across as nervous or anxious, or I should always be able to predict problems before they occur. Like, that, having over should statements, is not helpful and definitely a sign that you have some perfectionist thinking. Okay, so let's give some examples of perfectionistic behavior. Okay, tell me if you can relate to this. Chronic procrastination, difficulty completing tasks, or giving up easily. It's kind of like, and to be honest, I would link this to emotional resilience, right? Because you get overcome by the emotion of like, oh, this isn't going to work, or I'm not good enough, or I don't have the skill set, or that you procrastinate and you don't even take the first step. Same thing with difficulty completing tasks. So you start and then you lose your flow, or you lose your momentum, or you look at what you've just done and you're like, oh, it's not that good. So you just like don't finish it. Or you start and you like putting in all of your effort, but then still it's not at your standard and you don't think it's amazing. So then you just give up altogether. Another sign is being overly cautious and thorough with tasks, such as spending 3 hours on a task that takes anybody else 20 minutes to complete. Oh my goodness. So that's totally me. I will reread a report like a million times, and if a comma is off and I was like, oh, there should have been a comma, or there shouldn't have been a comma. Like, I just in the past would be very anxious about it. Now let's relate this to like online entrepreneurs or even anybody on social media. Like, you may about your post forever, and then the moment it goes up, you're rereading it 10 times to make sure you haven't missed something. That is a perfectionist behavior. Okay, another one is excessive checking. So for example, spending 30 minutes looking over a brief email to your boss for possible spelling mistakes. Again, can raise my hand to this. I remember it was like a two-liner, and I would sit there for 15 minutes. Like, again, is the comma where it needs to be? Have I spelled his name right? And just like second-guessing myself like 10 times. Next, constantly trying to improve things by redoing them, such as rewriting a work document several times to make it quote unquote perfect. I do this all the time. However, I actually still do this, and there's a part of me, because I'm in the coaching field, I feel like it's also my duty to always up-level our stuff. So I'm actually in the process now of re-recording all of our videos for our 12-week program, and I just felt like, at our price point, and plus I've grown so much since I recorded it the first time, I feel like the content could be juicier and I've just got more to say. So it's always in the energy in which you do things, guys. Okay, next one, agonizing over small details, such as what movie to rent. Okay, so for me, it's like presents. So I will like have anxiety going up and down David Jones. So that's our department store in Australia, like trying to find the perfect gift. And I'll overthink it, like, oh, will they think that this is too expensive and then I'm offending them? Or is it not enough? And they're like, I thought we were closer. Things like that. Like, that's not helpful, Mars. Okay, next point. Making elaborate to-do lists, such as when to get up, brush your teeth, shower, etc. So I'm not quite that elaborate, but if you're doing these like massive to-do lists and then give yourself anxiety for not finishing them, that's a clear sign. Another one is avoiding trying new things and risking making mistakes. I can't relate to this one particularly, but I know that a lot of people that are just like always want to get it right, you can't always get everything right. You have to be willing to suck at something before you get really good at it. You know, the first time I launched my program, it's cute. I've actually kept it. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, it is not where I want it to be. But if I hadn't done that first version of it, I wouldn't have the version I have now of it. Okay. So number one is identify whether you have some of these perfectionist thinking or perfectionist behavior. Like, do you tick any of these? Okay. Number two is focus on service, not yourself. So I recall having a conversation with someone that was telling me, I really want to get my message out there. I feel like I need to serve women. I need to help them. I have something to say and da da da. And I was like, get out there, get on video, like get on live, like share your message. And she's like, but I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm not a great speaker. You know, I haven't practiced. I don't think I'm good on camera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, with so much love, are you open to feedback? And she's like, sure. And I was like, you've just made it about you. Like, if you're here to serve and you're here to help women and you're here to give a message and you're here to support them and to inspire them, then focus on that. So sometimes when we're perfectionists, because we've made it about us, our ego has made it about us, make it about who you're about to help, who you're about to serve. Unless you put that post up, unless you do that video, you're not helping anybody. So it might not be perfect, but at least it's done. Okay, number three, set realistic standards. Oh my gosh. There needs to be a level of standards. I'm not saying just like post, like throw everything you can and see what sticks. No, that's sloppy. I believe in having high standards, but have a standard that's like, okay, this will do. We have a minimum baseline that we can't go below this. But if we have a timeline, it gets done and we get it out. So have a realistic standard of what's going to be okay with you and also what's serving your audience or your business or whatever the work is for. Number four, face worst case scenarios. So sometimes the reason we're too scared to do something because it's not going to be perfect is because we imagine in our mind, remember going back to perfectionist thinking, is like we have this like catastrophic idea of what it will look like if we like fuck it up. So we're like, oh my God, you know, if I post this and there's spelling mistakes, or what if I got the theory wrong, or what if my perspective hasn't, you know, included, because I go through this. Like sometimes I have an opinion piece and I'm like, but what if someone argues this point? Da, 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 da. I'm like, well, look, Instagram only has like how many characters? I can't write a thesis on there. So I'm not going to take into account. I'm just going to like communicate my position. So worst case scenario, someone says you're an idiot and you didn't consider this, or this is fucking unoriginal and or whatever. Literally, I have seen it, right? So people have commented the most horrible things. Like, if I post a photo, I don't so much anymore because I am a breastfeeding mama of now a two, breastfeeding for almost 5 years in total between my two kids. But like, I've posted before photos that were like a little bit more sexier, you know, more cleavagey and stuff. And I have had people being like, oh, you're marketing your face and you're using your beauty against women. This is disempowering women. I've had women like comment, oh, like I wouldn't want to be coached with someone who shows their boobs and all this shit, like projecting all this stuff on me. So that's like worst case scenario. What's the worst that can happen? Okay, let's face it. Now what? Did I die from someone saying that like my post was crap, or that I didn't consider this perspective, or that I'm boring, or that I'm too sexy, or that I'm whatever, like, or that I'm ugly? Like, who cares, right? So if you can face a worst case scenario, all of a sudden you don't need to be perfect. You can just do your shit. And number five, and I would say the most important thing, because I've read a lot on perfectionism, and it's not very often that people acknowledge the core of the problem. Look, the core of the problem is you don't feel good enough. If you felt good enough, you wouldn't be a perfectionist. Period, full stop, end of story. We're done. Like, honestly, if we affirmed our inner child, and if I felt so confident in myself, and if I felt like so qualified to do and to serve and to talk and to write and all of the things, then I would just put my stuff up there and not even think twice about it. But it's because there's that level of insecurity. It's because there's that level of imposter syndrome. It's because of that level of like fear of judgment that we're hesitant. But if we're not judging ourselves, then we don't fear judgment from others. So it's always about affirming your inner child. So it's like putting your hand on your heart space and asking, like, hey, little mama, like, what are you scared of? Oh, I'm scared someone's going to criticize me for this. Okay. Well, I'm here for you. And I know your intention for this. I know you're here just to serve. I know you're here just trying to create this beautiful product. I know you're here just expressing your creativity or whatever it is. And that's all that matters is your intention, and you're good enough. And people may have something to say to you, but you know what? I've got you. You're safe with me, and I love you. So what is it that your inner child needs to hear to not be so fucking scared? Because I know there's so many of you guys that have like a deep desire. Maybe it's to start the business. Maybe it's to go chase your dreams in one way or another. Or maybe it's to up level shit. Like, I know there's some of you guys, okay, I'm downloading right now. I know that some of you guys, like, some ideas are coming at night when nobody's around you, or some inspiration during the day that you need to do something like bigger in your business or bigger in your life, and you want to be louder on social, you want to do this, you want to do that. But you don't, because you're afraid of not being ready, because you're afraid of what people say. And the reason you're afraid, mama, is because you're not affirming yourself. So how can you affirm yourself today? How can you give yourself the thing that you most need to put you in a place of power so you can speak your truth? Because everybody needs to hear it. Okay, guys, that's all from me. I love you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you've been listening for a while and you find it beneficial, please subscribe, rate, and if you have a few moments, please leave an honest review about what you think of our podcast. It really helps us to spread our message and to get people listening to our podcast. I love you all so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.